The materiality threshold, the penny that wouldn't let go, the quiet, almost holy judgment of knowing which errors are allowed to simply exist. You know the rule. You wrote the materiality memo yourself, set the threshold in black and white, and still, a single misplaced dollar, sitting inside a six-figure account, kept you at your desk 3 hours past when you should have gone home. It didn't matter. You knew it didn't matter. Your hands wouldn't close the file until it tied to the cent anyway, because somewhere the knowledge that a thing doesn't matter and the feeling of leaving it unresolved refused to be the same thing. This is the high priestess losing the veil for a night, the same intuition that usually tells you what to let go now telling you, insistently, wrongly, that you can't. Perfectionism wearing the mask of rigor. The books will still be right in the morning, whether you find that dollar tonight or not. Go home. It'll still be there tomorrow, exactly as immaterial as it was at 5 p.m. what may cross your path. A $1 or 1 cent discrepancy inside a six-figure balance refuses to let you close your laptop. You reopen a file you'd already deemed immaterial, just to look at it one more time. You lose an entire evening chasing a rounding error smaller than your own hourly rate. Someone reminds you of your own materiality threshold, and it doesn't make you feel any better. Let the threshold you set for others apply to yourself tonight. The penny will still be exactly as small tomorrow. Your mantra, "My judgment was sound before this dollar showed up." It still is.